Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Friday, 9-11-20, 19 years after the big day, we're here to discuss and reminisce, hopefully Exoteric and Frank, they might come join me, and we're going to talk about what was once the biggest hoax of our time, 9-11. Here's Frank, here's Ounce. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy 9-1-1.
Or we say in North America 9-11, but you can say 9-1-1.
Well, I say all sorts of ways.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I thought that Wayfarer made a very good point, that it is the 19th anniversary of the thing, so there should be...
Today.
You would expect something to happen.
Well, when the court case, the 8:46 kneeling on the neck court case of Chauvin, is it Chauvin or the cop? That's apparently
Chauvinist,
today.
Yeah.
Chauvinist, yeah, that's today.
That's a coincidence, Ab, come on.
Yeah,
this is a coincidence.
And apparently, so is it 8:46 in the USA AM? Is that, when do they get up there and stand there with their flags and wave them and see?
Oh, no, 9-11 is cancelled. 9-11 celebrations are cancelled this year.
COVID killed it.
Yeah, COVID. 9-11 is officially a footnote now. I don't think... I bet you they won't have another big celebration of death in front of the pools of water.
Yeah, well, poor old Toby Keith, he'd be losing all his gigs. Remember Toby Keith's songs that came out, all his pro-war, you know, glory, 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 Osama bin Laden, da-da-da songs? He was that country and western star. He would have been living off 9-1-1. That was the best thing that ever happened to him, I think.
Yeah,
here we go.
They've just given him a new identity and he's doing something else now.
He's Elton John. No, that's Kevin Rudd.
Kevin Rudd is Elton John.
Kevin Rudd is Elton John. I hadn't heard that one. I'm quite pleased.
This is the thing that got me into the most trouble on Fakeology.com.
Was Kevin Rudd is Elton John.
Fakeology.com. I don't own that site. I'm on Fakeologist.com.
Fakeology.
That's Kayham's old site. Frank, you're right.
I did that last week as well. I keep doing it. Sorry, it's... Fakeologist.com.
It's alright, it's alright.
Fakeopedia at Fakeopedia.com.
I don't actually have Fakeopedia.com. I got Fakotube.com.
Fakotube.com. Oh my god.
Fakotube is going nuts. 140,000 views since I started it. That's crazy.
I was desperate to try and get shares in that business, but you would not sell.
FakeoTube.
I know, it's a losing business. It's a money loser, but you know what? The propagandists don't make money on... Yeah, so is Amazon, probably. Maybe.
You still seem to be able to just sell shares in it for some reason. Because one day it will make money, apparently.
Do you think?
No, they take all their profits and expand. They're expanding like crazy in Canada. How many? Do you have Amazon there?
Yeah, it's rubbish too.
Yeah.
How many fulfillment centers are in Australia, do you know?
No, they're starting, they're only just gearing up to take over, but they will be, you know, because everyone's getting everything delivered. The post office is absolutely, being absolutely decimated.
But you'll notice that the Australian post office is gradually being made more and more inefficient. You know,
yeah,
gone from being really, really efficient, and then they've used COVID as they say a parcel that's going to go from, if I send someone some salt from Geelong to Torquay, which should be you know, just a few kilometres.
Torquay, that's in England, isn't it? That's where Faulty's from.
You know that Australia is England.
We steal all our names from England.
Well, we didn't steal them. We were given them. It's just like Canada is. Or Vancouver, anyway.
No, Canada. Canada, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We have our own London with its own Thames River.
Yes,
are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
I'm not even kidding.
I've been to Canada a few times, and obviously it's like being in Australia. It's exactly
where do you reckon
except
I am?
One's cold and one's hot.
I'm in New South Wales, so we're apparently in South Wales at the moment. If they couldn't come up with any other name other than for the state of New South Wales, and then Queensland, you know,
and
what I mean?
Oh my God,
and Victoria. Well, I mean,
then there's Victoria Island, or
Western Australia. You would have thought they would call it the Kingsland or something or other.
What about New Zealand? Does New Zealand have
England,
a lot of British stuff?
Yeah,
New Zealand actually comes from the Dutch.
But New Zealand.
What is a Z? New Zealand.
The Zealand Islands, isn't it? Zealand Islands would be something to the Dutch.
Where is that name from? Is that somebody's name, an explorer? Zeal?
The Zeal was the inland sea that they turned into farmland by putting the dikes up.
Oh.
They have dikes in New Zealand?
No, in Amsterdam.
In Holland.
Holland.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. But no, New Zealand's nearly all named after Scottish. It's Raglan. It's
Scottish.
You know, we've got a lot of Maori names actually now, but it's all English. You know, I'd say Auckland would be something of Scotland as well. Auckland.
I think he was one of the Admiralty guy or something.
Yeah, Wellington, named after Duke of Wellington. Christchurch,
right.
Named after someone in the
Jesus.
Bible.
It's actually named after the College at Oxford, I think.
Christchurch, you're right, too, Christchurch College. And that, I would...
Oh, is that right?
There's a university, there.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
It is a university town.
Okay.
One of the most beautiful... I've never been there, but I looked at lots of tourist things growing up. My family, half my family lived there. And it was before that earthquake, beautiful. Oh, it looked like...
How long does it take to go from the top of New Zealand, skip over to the North Island?
Well, I'm in Midway, so it takes me 6 hours to get to Wellington, and then it'll be a 1 hour journey across to the South Island, I guess. I've never been to the South Island. I'm hopeless. Absolutely.
I find that incredible. You haven't checked out your own homeland.
I left when I was 18. Seven.
But it's not even that big, right? New Zealand's not that big.
Yeah, but we had, the roads were shit, right? Absolute dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah, and cars were so expensive back then that everyone drove old bombs, you know, like, so if you are, it's very much like people say the same thing about going to Chile, not Chile, Cuba. So you had to rent people, so you're back in, when I lived there, before the Japanese cheap imports got flooded the country, people had 1950s and 1960s cars that just kept getting reconditioned, you know, unless you were quite well off, you didn't have a brand new car. And so to drive around, people did it. We didn't. We never had a really nice car growing up. My mother wasn't a great traveller anyway, but I left the country, and I've seen more of Australia than I have in New Zealand. But you can do the whole country. I always tell people, if you want a great holiday, well, up till now, before, but if you flew there, you can hire a fantastic, one of those.
That's what I did.
Yeah, one of those camper vans or the bigger ones, and for about $600 or $700 a week, in low season, you can live in luxury, driving around seeing the whole country. And petrol's expensive there now, though. Apparently, it's like $2 something a litre. But you'd have to drive as far. So it's not so bad. But,
okay.
Absolutely stunning. But, you already live in a beautiful country. And most New Zealanders say Canada reminds them of New Zealand and vice versa. You know, it's very similar, picturesque. We just don't have bears.
I've never met a New Zealander over here. I don't think
We had lots of Canadians over there, and a lot of them worked in forestry or in the
Yeah.
In New Zealand. So, yeah. Oh, I met loads of Canadians. And I heard...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm insert person. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Oh, my God. Who was that voice? Haunts us every day.
Insert person. Insert person.
Insert this.
Jeff would probably agree with that, wouldn't he? Insert person.
I think he was making that recording for you, Frank, because he was trying to help you do your bumper.
John's not a flat earther, though. Don't they have furious battles?
He is so not a flat earther.
Yeah.
But he says when I claim he's not a flat earther, he says I'm misrepresenting him.
Just to get an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll give it to you, Frank. You are a consummate arguer for the flat earth model. And I'm not a science person and I can't beat you. I couldn't argue with you. I've got no interest in geography or geology.
Rick, you could argue with anybody.
I can, but I've got no, but I only argue if I think I know I'm right. I don't know I'm right about that subject. You know, the shape of the planet. Really.
But like Frank says, but one thing Frank says is nothing you do does not assume the flat Earth.
Yeah, that's
everything we do assumes that it's flat. That we know we don't factor in for any curve.
Well,
that's his best line.
But you know why I back him up on that? Because he's actually a mining engineer who actually practiced what he preached and taking measurements for railway lines. So
but I have arguments with the guys that I did my mining course with. They ridicule me nonstop. Yeah, no, these are the guys that I did my course with. Some of them I've worked with, but most of them, they're all in different mines. But we all do the same gig. And, we get to that point, and they say, you can't use that argument.
But what case?
I said, because it wins.
Isn't it the best argument ever? Don't you reckon to me? I reckon it's the best argument I've ever heard.
Hey, guys, I want to talk to you guys about the GTR. I want to rename what we're going through the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset. I want to merge the two biggest concepts that are on the table right now, the coronavirus hoax and the Great Reset. So can we call this the hashtag GCR or Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset?
Well, I totally agree. You won't get any argument on me.
I'd rather call it the last paragraph of Revelation.
Yeah, I know. What do they have in mind for Australia? Because there's America 2050.
I've got a theory on that.
Okay,
China. That's China, what they have in mind for us. China.
It's China.
Are they just going to call you China? China
well,
South?
They're already angling now to make some, you know, nonsense thing where China's going to get insulted and take over Australia.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we've given them they've got the ports, and you know, you've heard about, so Hong Kong, they're relocating a new city, and they're building it right now called, it's very coincidental, we've got a thing called Aerotropolis being built at the moment in New South Wales. It's a new city, purpose-built airport with a city around it, and they haven't got a name for Western Sydney. It's called Aerotropolis. It's billions and billions of dollars. I've seen that. I just did a job for these people tonight who are landscape architects, and one of them showed me on his computer the Google map of the excavation so far, and it's fucking massive, and it's typically beautiful farmland and orchard land that was out that way. It's all been converted into this new city and airport. So that's happening right now. And the same
things happening in next to the big airport here.
Yeah, and get this one though. So Ireland, they've agreed to move the people that communists are kicking out, all those people in Hong Kong, and they're relocating half of the. You know how many people live in Hong Kong? There's millions.
Very dense. Vertically dense.
Exactly. So I guess they are being moved. a huge chunk of them to a thing called Citytropolis or whatever in Ireland. And they've just said it's happening. It's not, no, it didn't go to court. So that's Rollo's mate.
Is this a Google Smart City?
Yes, it's going to be. So Dave Cullen from Computing Forever did a thing on it yesterday. And he said there's been no, they didn't ask the people. He said 20,000 homeless in Ireland. He said none of them were going to get a C. And this is all basically a Chinese purpose-built smart city just off the, somewhere in Ireland. So these things are going on everywhere, but we're not really being...
But I like to say, I love Frank's model. Obviously, China is the model for the world. It's not the enemy, it's the model. I wish people would stop saying it's communist, which it's not.
Well, David Rockefeller
and it's not the enemy, it's a model. No, people are always saying China's the enemy and it's communist. I don't think either thing is correct.
It's the model for the world.
Authoritarian, capitalist, one-party dictatorship, and it's the model for the entire world. Now,
my favorite part of the Chinese story is that the official propaganda arm of China, called Xinhua, spelled in English X-Y-N-H-U-A, is a company owned holus bolus by companies in the City of London.
Right, okay. We know it's a proxy for the Anglo-American Empire. There's no doubt about it. It's the same old European families that are running the place.
Exactly.
That I have no doubt.
Exactly, but look at the infrastructure that's been set up for the last 40 years that Nixon helped, transport all of America's manufacturing, all of British manufacturing, all of Australia's manufacturing. It's all gone.
All
there.
Of the world's manufacturing. Forget it. Yeah.
So
maybe Germany, Germany's held on to some, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they're smart. They are smart, and they have, and they've now...
They're about to be wiped out. There's something afoot for them.
Possibly,
That website that reckons the Germans are going to end up with a pretty low population. I think that's obviously something's planned there for those guys.
There's something because planned for everyone.
They're the last of the Goths.
Oh, I see. But we've got in America 2050, we've got mega regions, they're called. So the borders are going to be wiped out. The provincial, the state, the national borders are going to be wiped out. That's the plan. It's you can look at the map yourself. And they're going to have super cities. So the cities will be city states, and the rest of the country will be mega regions. So I imagine Toronto is going to have a super mayor, which will be more like a dictator. So he can basically set policy for Toronto, and Chicago will have one, New York. But the area, the hinterlands around the super cities will be part of a mega region, which will have their own dictator. They'll probably have equal power to the cities. I don't think they'll be above the cities.
Is there going to be enough karaoke?
Oh, yes, there will.
Karaoke will be only in the north.
Yeah.
Karaoke no, I have no idea.
But
that's why I wondered if you guys are going to reorganize. If Australia would be reorganized similarly, I'm wondering
Have the infrastructure, right? So I drive up to where I live, up mid-north coast. There's the incredible, incredible amount of road infrastructure that's being done on so that's the eastern coast of
Same in Victoria.
From Brisbane down through to where I am, which is, six, seven hours from Brisbane, all the way to Sydney, there's new concrete roads, bridges, just incredible infrastructure getting put in there. So obviously they're going to flood the country with migrants from China and India.
I want to know what the political, if there is an Australia 2050 plan, what does it look like?
It'll be China. It's just China, I would say.
No. I want to know will you have borders, will you have provinces, will you have super cities?
We're going to have one big eastern seaboard of a megatropolis that just runs all the way down. So, and it's going
But have you seen a map of it? Because no, I think I think there's an Africa 2060 where they're reorganizing Africa as well.
There is, because a friend of mine who lives up there near me, who we have discussions with about the stuff, he's on the council and he said he just saw the map 2050 for their plans for or whatever. He actually mentioned last time I talked. So there is something there. I haven't seen it. I'll find out what he saw.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now,
Because that's what the plan is. It's just to reorganize people. It's a technocratic wet dream. Really, everything else we're arguing about is so minor compared to the big plan to reorganize
humans. Except that I think there's a major demographic change. I think that the Goths and the Ostrogoths are being taken out.
Okay. Are Goth people that dress in black?
they're the tribe of Dan.
The Germanic
peoples, basically.
The Germanic people, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know,
how are they being taken out?
Well, there's no one place now that's entirely Caucasian.
Japanese for
Japan, China's for Chinese people. There's no place like that. There's Israel for Jewish people. There's no place like that for Caucasian people.
Okay. Will you go there if we can find one?
Frank, we're being the white people are being demonized off the planet, as you know, at the moment. You know, there's nothing
Not just demonized off the planet, but their children are not having any children.
My
son talks about white privilege, which I just think.
Don't worry, I've got one that says that same.
Nothing, Al. Yeah, they're so programmed. I can't even, that's because we've allowed them to be indoctrinated. I think the best thing that can happen is the schools are all blown up. And I think they are being blown up here. I don't know about there.
Yeah, that's one aspect of this thing that does, I think, Butte, is the, they talk about school ending. Well,
yeah,
no harm done there.
But Bill Gates is coming marching out with his special education system, education redesign, and it's all, doing it straight off the computer screen and getting rid of teachers, and so everyone will be doing their degrees and courses online.
Well, I can tell you right now, I've spent the last 2 days just working with my internet provider to try and see my video cameras on my phone, and the technology is not there yet. I've witnessed a couple of university Zoom meetings where the professor got kicked out, and all the fun is in the chat, just like we have our chat. These university children are chatting away. They're not learning a GD thing, and the technical issues. You think we have bad audio? None of these people have been told to get proper headsets, proper video cameras. It's a huge mess. I don't know how anyone can learn one thing on these Zoom calls. Zoom, there's no way Zoom is ready for the infrastructure required, so the calls don't work.
5G? Will that
people
be 5G?
Get
5G?
No. That's just misdirection. 5G is just so you can have blanket coverage in every nook and cranny. Different frequency.
The hardware going up is of nothing I've ever seen before. It's just on top of buildings. It's everywhere. It's intrusive. It's like on blocks of flat.
I know, but it's for everything control, Frank.
And
they want driverless cars.
Yeah.
How is a driverless car going to work if it loses connection to the network? It's got to have absolute redundant coverage.
Guess where those things are? They're all right next to the side of the road. They're everywhere.
They're going to be on every pole. Those 5G is only good for 100 meters.
That's right. It's not, well, we're getting it rolled out where I live now in Sydney.
I know.
And it's slowly coming out. And where I took Rollo, we went for a look at his old work. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. It's just like the on top of...
Well, you should have taken some video and some pictures and described it as you were looking at it.
Well, I should have. Well, we should have done
Everyone
that,
has a camera. Everyone has a video camera. Document what you're seeing. That would have been very interesting.
Next time we go out there, I'll do that. It's just,
bring the clown out. Have the clown hold the camera. And well, what I was saying is the infrastructure, it's too early. The infrastructure is not ready for Zoom. The Zoom calls don't work. They're ineffective. They just turn into a massive chat. They all turn into fart broadcasts. Fart broadcasts. Okay. That's what they turn into. They're a mess. Okay.
The plan is 2030, and it's going to take 5 to 10 years
before
they...
Yeah.
So we're watching the beginning of the future.
Yes.
Being rolled out right now. Okay.
So our children... My children are the guinea pigs because they're the ones that have to suffer with just the beginning stages of this Model T technology.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, we've got good internet where I am, and the kids are all doing Zoom, or did. They're all back at school now. But they actually did really well with it, and they had no problems. There was no dropouts, you know, because...
All right.
I don't know. We've got 4G, what do you call it, the high speed, whatever it's called, it's the NBN, the NBN wireless network, which is pretty good.
I don't like wireless. Wireless is no good. I got wired network, but don't forget, a network is only as good as the worst connection in the network.
And that's right. And because...
That's why I don't see what the point of having a gigabyte connection to the internet is if half the sites I go to are connected to a PC, so there will be no benefit for my gigabyte.
Well, what's happening, Ab, and a friend of mine who I stay with in Sydney, you know, this is in Balmain, which is like a major inner city suburb, because everyone was stuck during the lockdowns, everyone's sitting at home and doing their work from home, the speeds just plummeted, and so you're doing a university course, or you're doing to do a Zoom call, and it just was just dropping out, lagging.
Yes, horrific.
So we're
all... The residential networks can't take it.
No, not at all.
I've got a link to a fantastic video of some services that are going on in some US cities where the transfer speeds are enormous, and most of the stuff is stored on people's computers in the town itself, and they're not going on the internet much at all. They're all hardwired. I'll find the link for you and I'll post in the chat. It's a really great video. Absolutely amazing.
Okay, getting back to 9/11.
Yeah.
Is it barely a footnote now, considering we're in the great coronavirus hoax reset?
Well, can you believe today, instead of that being on the news, they said it was the anniversary of on the ABC, they were talking about the anniversary of the Sydney 2000 Olympic Games starting in 2000, so it's the 20th anniversary. That's what they were talking about more than anything else. I didn't hear anything about 9/11.
You guys had that started on 9/11 as well, over there?
Must have done, yeah. So it started mid-September, which is around now. And that was, you know, people... It was, I didn't have anything to do with it. I hate sports, so I didn't bother going and seeing any of it. I worked on some of the, when I was in construction, on the building of the infrastructure that they needed, which was an absolute farce. They pulled it all down. That's just, you know, they always tell you that the Olympic Games are going to make the best thing ever. But what I think the Olympics is a sign that you are going to be part of the future. So all the cities that got... the Olympic Games are all, you'll notice, they're all part of this new future,
Well, Toronto never had Olympics, ever. Canada, we don't get Summer Olympics, really.
Oh, I just remember Montreal 76.
Now, Montreal is still paying for theirs. They haven't finished paying, and they got this eyesore of a stadium that's been nothing but trouble. It's been...
That,
I don't know why it's still standing.
Yeah,
oh,
it is the same thing. It's incredible, though, the build up and the beat up for the sports people. They think that all of the world's riches are going to come from.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
No, it is. Thank you. That's the guy that lived in the moon in the Truman Show.
I just got my son to watch that show, and he loved it.
God, it's so good. Such a great concept.
It is a fantastic, and Jim Carrey's at his best, I think. He just does it.
He's good.
I prefer him serious, and when he does comedy, a lot of the time he's just stupid. But he was very, very good. He's a good actor, no two ways about it. And that was one of his best.
He's a physical actor.
He is.
And yeah, I agree.
Is it Ed Harris that played?
He's the man in the moon.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Such a great idea. Literally a man in the moon. Such a great extension of what we all dream, the myth we all believe in. There's a man in the moon.
Yeah, and when you see the breakdowns of the esoteric meanings in that film, it's
exoteric, right?
Ezo and exo. The exo is pretty much ezo. But just fantastic, yeah. You know. Starts off with that light falls off the sky with a Sirius satellite on the top of it. Fantastic,
yeah.
And I was pleased to see it's good to see when as your kids start getting older, you can tell them good movies to watch that they get something out of.
Yeah.
Because they've got so much to catch up on now. Like a 13, 14-year-old has got all of those movies that you grew up on, plus the new binge-watch TV show crap things that they watch. But there are some fantastic movies out there that are really good entertainment, I think, that as opposed to the...
Yeah, my wife has my children watching 50s and 40s and 50s movies.
That's good.
I don't watch any of those. They're all black and white.
Did you hear what Lynn said about them? She said if you watch them, you'll suddenly notice... If you with your eyes open now, you'll suddenly notice a lot of pro-vaccination.
I posted a couple of those.
I found a great one today that I found. I must have taken a photo of it, but it was Mr. Magoo and interviewing Mr. Magoo doing the polio polka, and it had Dr. Julian Salk being interviewed it's a real song that came out when Salk was publicising the polio vaccine. I'll put it on the live screen for show notes.
And might we suggest that at the time they were promoting that, they were busy removing DDT from farms.
To
pesticide to get rid of the
Do you remember, if you go to a market now, because that was a common thing to have in your house, the old pump spray, fly spray thing, that they had a refill thing, and that was DDT. But, you know, you get
right.
Mosquitoes and household pesticide, DDT. I mean, can you imagine anything more noxious to be puffing around your house? So, yeah, little surprise.
Yeah, I made the claim that the major chemical corporations of the world, and most people don't know what they are. Frank probably would know it. And all the industrial chemical, they probably pay for all the epidemiologists as the scientific cover story for chemical poisoning.
Oh, absolutely.
So they probably pay. I think an epidemiologist is just a medically trained propagandist to cover for the ills of the chemical industry. What do you think of that theory?
Was it you that posted that video about a woman who is making a fortune from doing this work?
Doing what
work? There's a I think she's Canadian, of Chinese descent, who...
No, I haven't seen anyone like that. What does she do?
Who makes just a gazillion dollars by defending indefensible lawsuits.
No, I don't know that.
And just muddying the works. Okay, I'll have to try and find it.
But what do you think of that theory, Frank,
you know,
the chemical corporations?
You're talking about the BASFs and all those sort of guys, or the ones that invented Zyklon B and all that sort of things. It's all the
same dudes. ICI Krupps, IG Farben, IG.
And you know that they all started as salt companies.
No.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
everything always grinds down to salt with you.
I've told you this 100 times. When you take salt, you can produce by electrolysis, you can produce chlorine and sodium methane.
Yeah.
So they're two highly extraordinarily poisonous things in their own right. Then there's sodium hydroxide when you use water. So sodium hydroxide is caustic soda, which you all know. And you produce sodium hypochlorite, hydrochloric acid, and all of the basic elements for industrial society all come from salt, including
chlorine. And chloron, or did you mention chloron?
Chlorine, yes. Chlorine's used in the plastics industry.
Everything we remanufacture is from the earth somewhere. We don't.
Sure,
we can't create something out of nothing.
Of
so everything is from the earth, right, Frank? Everything.
But basically, the modern chemical industry that you're talking about now, the guys that make all the pesticides and so on.
Yeah.
The starting ingredient comes from the hydrolysis of salt to produce chlorine or sodium hydroxide. That's called the chloralkali industry, and the other big user is glass.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good information.
Would you? And it's all toxic, and when we're exposed to it,
well, the byproducts.
It hurts humans. Yeah, the byproducts are it hurts humans.
The reason why it hurts humans and hurts life is because the chloride in your body is basically inert. So chloride, in its form as it comes in salt, is just inert. It does a whole lot of functions in your body that you use. But your body is... Here's a little crazy statistic for you. Your bodies make sodium bicarbonate, among other things, from salt. And the total amount of sodium bicarbonate made by all the people of the world, if it is 7.5 billion, is almost exactly the same quantity as industrial production of sodium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
Quite weird.
Coincidence?
Okay.
I think so.
I wonder. But in the end, you've got this problem with chlorine when you do the electrolysis to make it chlorine or sodium hypochlorite or those things, then it can do some real damage.
Did you see what I took a photo, right, of a very expensive, hand sanitizer the other day, and it had ammonium chloride was one of the active ingredients in the thing. So I Googled the side effects of ammonium chloride, and it's upper respiratory problems and basically all the problems you think that COVID are, just from the hand sanitizer. And there was four different chemicals in the thing. So, I mean, how many people are getting sick because of that now, you know?
But even, you know, let's think about that even. Your body is covered in bacteria that are helpful and protecting you.
Oh, I like them.
And what people are doing to their hands with the washing and so on and showering and using soap powder and using washing detergent on their hair, you know, shampoo.
And what about this one? What about this one? A dishwashing detergent with antibacterial properties that stays in. What I was concerned about on this bottle,
and this
it
is
said,
what?
The bottle says 24-hour protection against germs even after washing hands. And I thought,
And this is why people are dying at a younger age. That's why no one's living to the biblical 120 years.
Is it 140 or is it 120?
120, I understood. But,
That'll be right. I thought, so who was Methuselah? How old was he?
He was 970.
Well, that's how come I can't get to that age?
Well, because we're in sin. Since we've been redeemed by Jesus, we should actually have eternal life. But I think we're fooled into thinking we have to die.
Well, Scott Bio is 60 this year. I saw that on FakoTube, and he looks pretty bloody good for 60 years of age. So,
he's probably a chrome drinker, is he?
No, he was fantastic. He just pissed off about things, and he smashes the COVID myth. And he's Italian, so, and he's never worked a day in his life, so no wonder he's, you know, probably, he's, no wonder he looks good. I've had to get up and fuck
you. You know, the thing I hate about those Italians is they've got such good skin, haven't they?
Oh, this guy, well, I just thought it was on, FACOTube.com, and it was Scott Beyer, it says Chachi's had enough. And Scott Beyer has a rant about, and I thought it was fantastic, and I shared that to a few people actually, which I don't normally do.
I think I saw that.
Oh, it was good. He's just normal, like a normal person, saying, and pissed off about he's got a child in a room not, you know, socialising and staring at a screen. Like, oh, I've got two of them doing that, and at least one of them's working. But they're loving it. Loving it. The pain of what they're doing to children's childhoods is criminal. You know what I mean? Like, they can't socialise, or, you know, children are not affected by this thing, basically. Yet they're the ones being collectively punished, as far as I can see. Being made to wear masks in some cases, which is, it's just, you know, if they're believing this bullshit, like they've had Greta Thunberg terrifying them for the last 4 years, now they've got this on top. This has got to be having real world impact.
Have we seen Greta in a mask yet?
No, but she'll be. It'll be out soon.
I want to take some bets on whether there's going to be a 9/11 event today on the 19th.
Can I just tell you? It's 9/11 on 9/11 again for the second time today.
Oh my god! 9/11.
Yep.
Think with your supper. I don't think so,
Frank.
So you don't think there's going to be any events, even though it's the Masonic 11th year?
I don't think so. Well, has there been one in Australia yet? Yeah. You haven't had one in Australia.
No, we've only got hours to go.
Yeah.
No. But in fairness, this was about the time when it happened.
Yeah.
From my memory, it happened at night.
Can I tell you? I was living in a flat, in a house, and I was downstairs sleeping on a couch, splitting up with another girlfriend, and she come down and said, "Switch the TV on." And it was about, I thought it was about 10:30 at night, 11 or so.
Yeah, and they must be soon.
So what they did though with the footage, and I noticed this is what they psychic drive the whole image, and they just kept repeating the same image non-stop for 24 hours, basically, the same, you know, two planes going in, coming out the side, you know, non-stop. They didn't change it, though, and it was just incredible. Every channel you switched it on was just non-stop, plane going in. Not slowed down so we could see the plane coming out the other side, but
When I was using Microsoft Flight Simulator 2004, I used to practice... Mm-hmm. Crashing into the building. The Sears Roebuck building in Chicago.
Why wouldn't you? But yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to ram a plane in a building?
But the building didn't fall down.
Of course it didn't fall down. The plane would have blown up and splattered on the side of it, and that was it. It was almost as if, because I remember watching it going, oh, it's massive.
It's almost as if it can't happen.
I would say it can't happen. And I mean, remember the B-52 going into the Empire State Building? And that was a, no, it was a B-52, wasn't it? That went
the only the, thing I can remember about B-52s is
the Rock Lobster.
Love Shack.
And Love Shack. Yeah, no, but remember, there was a World War II bomber went into the, and, you know, that was a news story, but it just splattered on the side. Half it fell down the side of the building, and they repaired the floors that it got damaged.
Yeah.
Who's that? 9:14.
Someone's talking to me on Facebook. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
No, what are they saying?
That's Ab driving around with his indicator.
Yeah, so I got my four ways on.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's amazing what sounds come through the Bluetooth better than the voice.
No, that's the problem. It's like listening to infinite pain syndrome. All I can hear, infinite pain syndrome, infinite pain society, all I can hear is his mouse clicking, and it's the tiniest sound, but it travels, and my son goes, oh, he needs push to talk, because you can...
He needs a clickless mouse. I got one myself.
Yeah.
I don't mind
the sound, but it's incredible how the microphone picks it up as a really loud sound.
Yeah, he's really working away. I'm glad you like that idea.
Oh, no, I love it. I absolutely love it. Because you know why? He's got a very good voice. Right?
He's got a good voice. He's got a good line.
And he suffers the same problem as Chris Kendall did by allowing open callers that just come on, and they're all fucking... 90% of his calls are trolls.
I like most of his calls. I'm the opposite. I like his calls. I think he's a great caller.
Oh, no, they do, but a lot of the ones I listen to, you always get pranked. He's getting a lot of people who bring up this one. He's got a stalker that he goes on about, and he plays the...
Yes. You gotta take the good with the bad. And overall, he does have a pretty good system. He's using Call In Studio, which I looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really expensive. 6 cents a minute per caller.
Far out.
So, it's too much. I used it and,
I do. Yeah. I really enjoy that style of show because he's fast moving. He goes through the subjects, and he's got a good sense of humour, and I like the music he plays. He has a lot of good music.
Well, I don't care about the music. I think it's crap.
Oh, no, I do. I think it helps. It helps to have a bit of music every now and then, and he plays very different stuff. I knew there must be a reason why you said it was good, but I really do enjoy the show.
Thank you, Rick, for listening to me.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. Well, if someone tells me it's a show that I like, they're generally right, because they know the kind of eclectic styles that I like. And he's pulling it, his space stuff, he really does pull, he's got a good sense of humour, very dry sense of humour, and I like that, you know, like he's pulling the ISIS story, I want to ring him up and talk to him, though, because he's made the mistake of going... He talks a lot about the number 42 and the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing you don't do is go and get that movie out and base the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy on that movie, because that movie is just rubbish. I wouldn't watch it. But the TV show...
Well, maybe
show
that was to obfuscate the number 42. Maybe that was disinfo for 42.
Oh, no, it's because the guy that's most involved with this show is Elon
Douglas
Musk.
Douglas
Coupland? Douglas Adams wrote it, but no, Elon Musk is obsessed with it, so he's got,
Elon Musk is just another actor.
Of course he is, but he's using, so his whole thing, now, what Infinite Plane hasn't picked up on is something that, what part of the story of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, to get rid of all the useless people on the planet, they tell them that they're all going, and there's a new amazing planet that they've lied to them and told them the Earth's blowing up. And that's the story, yeah. But so he hasn't worked out, he hasn't read the book, obviously, that's actually a technique in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, how they depopulated the planet, is told them that we're all leaving. And what they did is they just sent all the useless people on the rocket.
it's really in Nevada somewhere.
Yeah. So, interesting. Anyway, I've got to go and finish this job, so I'll chat again a bit later.
Are you coming back for the fart? Are we doing... drunk fart?
I told you why he was... I explained how much he had to drink. He had about 5 bottles of champagne while I was with him, plus vodka. So, yeah.
We might have to do a Rololess fart.
This conversation now is fantastic. I said I'm not drinking, obviously, but I can talk about any subject under the sun if I'm not getting interrupted. And
I agree.
It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a good job.
If he's instructed not to be drunk, if I tell him not to be drunk, he won't be drunk.
Yeah, good luck with that, eh?
Well, we'll give it a go. Anyway, I'll speak to you later.
Take care, Rick.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
So we've managed to lure Doug J to make a comment.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Psychologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, sorry, Frank, what were you saying?
Are you receiving? Over.
Go ahead, Frank.
We've managed to lure Dave J into a comment.
Dave J has made a comment?
He might come on later on. He said, I'll read it out, I would like to make sure that you know that while today is the 9th of the 11th, 2020, and since you mentioned the Metonic Cycle 19, like the cycle, so-called 19-month-old baby without a mask being kicked off the plane, the 19th is the end of that cycle, as the whipsaw part of the cycle ends 19.
Hold on, Frank, hold on. Right. Well, Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Dave J is going to join us in a few minutes, he thinks.
All right. All right, Dave J is always up for a psychologist chat.
I haven't seen him in the chats all that often, but there you go.
I just posted on PsychoTube another mother speaking out against the face diapers. Why is it the women that are doing all the good work regarding this hoax?
Simple indicators.
Women are the canary. Women are the canaries in the coal mine. Say again, Frankie? All I'm hearing is a hissing noise. Are you saying anything more than a hiss?
You're certain that they are women?
Wow. Some of them, the female look to them.
So I posted in the audio, sorry, what is it called? The live stream chat?
Yeah.
A link to a description of a cable system and called four terabyte internet by Snazzy Labs. Suggest you have a look at that.
All right. What is the purpose?
You were talking about, you know, when, what's the point of having all these super speeds?
Yeah.
And this particular discussion is about a town in the USA that put together an amazing system.
Yeah.
And they're using the 1 terabit download speeds and upload speeds.
I know, but where is that town, for instance, and what do they network?
Look at it. It's a really interesting show.
Okay, I'll try and look.
It's I just think it might expand your thinking on this topic.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm here to serve.
Oh, you're an amusing fellow.
So my question to you was, do you think nothing is going to happen today? There's going to be no 9/11 behavior.
No, there's too much. All the forces of evil are pushing the great coronavirus hoax reset. Everyone's resources has been moved to that project.
Right. And how do you think they battle people like me that just say it's a hoax?
Ignore you.
But that's not what's happened.
Ignore you and they shadow ban you. They do all kinds of stuff.
The shadow banning, you think?
Amazing Folly is there's armies of people that are using all the technology to create consensus that doesn't exist. They have the technology. There's technologies, all kinds of computer companies, they create entities and they argue with each other. Marcus talked about it a long time ago, H.B. Gary, but the software is obviously exceeded from those days, from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So they're creating consensus with phony people. They pay influencers. If people have no way to make a living, then the military is going to pay them to do their bidding. There's no doubt about that either for me.
Yeah.
So influencers, I'll tell you what. I listened to the No Agenda show with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. One moment, please.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Errol C., and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio.
He did that bumper before we added fakeologist.com.
Uh-huh.
I listened to Adam Curry. He goes on what we're told is one of the most important or popular podcasts in the world called The Joe Rogan Show. Have you heard of Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
I only know Joe Rogan because he was on a television show from the 90s called Fear Factor. And he used to host people eating bugs or other insanely stupid things that were only, they were cringeworthy things. That's how I know him. But allegedly he's my age. He hosts a podcast that's wildly popular among young men. I don't know about women. And the most notable part of his podcast is he does get people with celebutard type reputations. And he also cusses endlessly, which really to me is, cussing is just an expression of ignorance. You don't know what a good word could be and you just swear. You fill in with swears.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adam Curry from the No Agenda Show, who I know is controlled opposition, but he gives me nuggets that I like, went on the Joe Rogan Show and he only says he goes there to promote his own show because Joe Rogan has a much larger audience. Now, I just listened to Adam's second appearance on said show, and the first 10 minutes, they're talking about how vaccinations are good. Out of nowhere, this conversation just begins the podcast. Now, we all know, as content creators, that most people don't listen to the whole piece of content, YouTube, podcast. The first 5 or 10 minutes are probably the most important period of time to get your audience's attention or to get a message through. So the idea that they're talking about how vaccinations are good is preposterous. It has nothing to do with their normal personality. Therefore, I conclude that they're paid as influencers to send a message that is completely asynchronous to the conversation. And I did confront Adam on that, and he told me I was a douchebag. That was his response. So he said the microchip in his head told him to say it. So he was mocking my criticism.
Yeah.
But
it hasn't turned you biblical yet.
No, there's no Bible in that story. I think everything is at the hand of man down here on earth.
Man, you think it's men that are doing this?
Yeah. Sorry to say, it's not complex enough.
So what is motivating them to do it?
I think it's control. The ultimate power. The ultimate power trip.
But why?
Everyone wants to emulate God. Everyone wants to be God.
But I don't want to.
Well, you're not a psychopath. You're not narcissistic enough.
I should get more narcissistic, you think?
Right. You don't have psychopathic tendencies. You.
So that
you
makes
like
me weird.
You like to control other people.
Do I like to?
Yeah.
No.
Do you like to tell people what to do, when to do it? Does that give you stimulation?
No.
Well, then you're not a narcissist psychopath. You'd probably be a really friendly boss, but you'd probably be a lousy boss at making everyone in a corporation do what you want.
Yeah, no, that's not, because I grew up in a time when people did things like the Belbin role model and, you know, servant as leader and those kind of crazy concepts that kind of work.
I shouldn't have said that. You use the sun allegory, sun method, as opposed to the north wind method of getting people to do what you want.
Well, it's a thing called situational leadership as well, in for one respect. What I just, you know, every person doing their job, it's got a different level of skill.
And competence.
Yeah, their level of competence, a different level of incompetence, I guess. You're right. Yeah.
Everyone rises to their level of incompetence. So the Peter principle, I think, is that everyone should be knocked down a level and society would run brilliantly.
Yes, that's more or less my view, yeah.
Yeah.
Every time someone moves to a new job, the problem is that they're incompetent at it and they don't get it.
Right. And they're given a time to get good at it. Otherwise, they're either fired or knocked back down to their level of competence.
Put down a level of competence, yeah. The problem is that we see time after time now that people are in roles that they are clearly not suited for, but they've been put in there to cause, in my opinion, cause problems.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how the scale of the way that we've been managed could be done in a human lifetime. That's my problem with it all.
Yeah.
You know, this scheme of industrialising China and deindustrialising the Anglosphere has been taking place over a century now, hasn't it?
Yeah, but the reason, what do you think the reason is that they moved everything away from the United States to China, for instance? And China will lose it too. It's just a process. But why do you think that is? I have my theory.
Yeah. So my view is it's done to do harm to effectively the Protestant population of the world.
But I think I don't think it's a grand thinking of that. I think what happens is in all systems, they calcify. So the system, industrial system, just got bloated. It got less efficient. And all the partners in the system, the union, the shareholders, all the components of a corporation, they just all got well fed and they padded their every transaction and it became an inefficient operation. Now, not one person in the equation is really directly at fault, but the system just calcifies. It has to be the only way to get rid, the only way to return it to efficiency is to blow it up, because not one party is going to give an inch. There's not one party is going to blink to make things more efficient or more cost effective. So all the corporations, all the leader can do is, yeah.
I can only say that that my observation of working in industry in this country, which I've sort of worked in a whole bunch of them, is that they were always getting more efficient, improving, provided the leadership and the team stayed stable. But, time after time after time in the organizations that I worked in, some new guy got brought in. No reason. Who was just hopeless, and I think it was deliberate, not accidental. No one was ever promoted from within. For example,
there's lots of espionage. There's lots of corporate espionage. There's lots of There's lots of subterfuge. But I think in general that because of the corruption of all human organizations become corrupt over time. There's nothing you can do about it except. So really, the only alternative is if we have the ability to move around the world with technology, airplanes, and internet, then you just pick up your business and start it somewhere else, and it will last for so many years before it, too, gets calcified, it gets inefficient because of all the people that want to put their hands in the cookie jar.
Sure, but for that to have happened in the case of transferring industry from the US to China, that's taken place over a very long period of time now. All the pieces had to be, first of all, there had to be the communist part, mess up China's cultural strength. Yeah. And then there had to be, this detente and the opening of relations between China and the Anglosphere. And then the companies had to gradually shut down their production here and transfer it all over to China. That's taken place over my lifetime.
Of course. It's a long-term plan.
So it doesn't seem conceivable that it's all been achieved by men, because who's controlling it?
Oh, I see. But you know, Dave Jay, I have to say.
Who is the fellow with this long life?
Dave Jay is breaking through the audio. Go ahead, Dave Jay. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
You're very low. Can you pump it up?
Yeah,
can you pump up the volume?
I'm in my car. I don't know.
Okay.
The mobile's
always lower volume. Go ahead. We'll try. I'll listen.
Okay. No, I was just letting you know I was here because I was asking the word. I'm saying the word. And I was just explaining to Frank about the tonic cycle that I heard you were talking about.
Yeah, this is the idea that was put to me by Alto, that given it's the 19th year since the first...
Yeah, Frank, I put that out. Yeah, I put that whole thing out.
Yeah.
The thing about it is this, is the 19th has to break that up always, a wheel within a wheel within a wheel. So you're looking at 4, you're looking at the 11, you're looking at the 9, or the idea of the 7, the idea of, see how the 7 space is one of those. So if you're looking today for something, you're going to have to, this is a remembrance, it's the one with all the moments of silence. You then just have to look at what scripture they're going to be promoting. Because these people also use scripture. That is how this place runs. And that will tell you what the next game is. But you just have to look at the script and see what does it say is going to happen. It says the man of perdition. All right? So that has to happen. There's a lot of things that have for this place in. However, you guys are...
You're saying that we should be looking today for the biblical scripture
Absolutely.
That's being... Right.
Absolutely. They're going to put out the story today in their remembrance, because their remembrances are actually spelled, right? Because words put out today... Say again?
You're saying that the things I say today will be spells.
But the things you're saying today are spells.
What?
Every word is a spell. Everybody is casting spells every day. Everybody is trying to convince somebody of something every day, selling you something, not selling you, just having a nice conversation, whatever. It's all spells. Some are neutral, some are positive, and some are negative. That's it. Everyone casts spells always.
Okay.
I'm always trying to be positive with my spell, but I slip up sometimes.
Well, that's the whole thing, though. Let's say we're speaking. People sometimes will speak, and they'll say, oh, I didn't know what I was saying. Why didn't you? Did you not think about the word before it came out your mouth? Most of the times people know both. But what needs to happen is that you think of the word before it exits. One, it gives you a chance to change it. Two, it lets you make sure that is what you want to say. Because there's no timer on you need to speak your spell within this amount of time. You know, nobody's going to stop you and say, hey, I really didn't like the fact that you took those few extra seconds to figure out what you wanted to say, so you wouldn't cause confusion. So spells matter. Spell matters. Here's the thing about wasted time. Time you never get back. You can never get back the few seconds we've had. However, if they're positive, meaning that they bring you into a place of remembrance of who you are, that is that you are a child of the Creator, and that you will not die unless you do. If you choose to die to this world, you will die. Not because God hates you, but because that's what you chose. Your free will chose death, and you then will die because you want it. You cast it.
That was the thing I was saying before. I mean, I think we're convinced into dying.
Absolutely. That's the whole thing. Speak life into this place, because everyone else around you, for the most part, you will find that this is very true. For the most part, everyone around you is speaking death. However, to be the light of Christ in this world, you must speak light, truth, love, for real. And love doesn't mean that I'm holding you and making love to you. That's called set. Love means that I'm not going to lie to you. When I see that you're about to step on, I'm going to yell at you, stop. See that? Because if you're going to step on a mine, the idea of a mine, stepping on the mine of this world, it's going to blow you up every place. It's nothing but a joke. For real.
I talk about personal testimony a lot. I think from the time that I stopped thinking that I'm going to die at 70, my health just improved incredibly.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing, you get more power. It's not that, it's your body reflects your mind. So if your mind is power, power is that of life, your body reflects that. So then if you have these people who are running around of the world with their mask on and constant fear, they start to get frail. Because their body is reflecting their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's true, Frank. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
And that's, I'm really talking to other people about this change in attitude. My feet and hands have grown bigger, and I've gone past 6 foot again. I'd sort of shrunk down to about 5 foot 11.
Yeah, yeah. No, you stand taller, and here's the reason why. Is this place that we live, this bungalow, is a wet cell, electromagnetic environment. So that's the idea of the iron in the blood, the idea of the wire in the blood. So then when you're given life, that filament charge, so you stand straight. That's the whole, it's all relative. It all makes sense when you look at it for what it is. You know, move your hand around. Feel that you're moving?
Yeah.
That is the liquid. That is the water. Because everything is a version of water. Zero, you know, basically 0%. That is why you get dry.
Comment you made about people wearing masks, they're literally talking themselves into dying, is profound.
Yes, yeah, I thought that was his best statement to date. Dang.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
Just so you know, that is the way it works all day, every day. So when I see and I talk to them exactly like I'm to you, who you run into, right? But if I see that you're stepping to a place you don't belong, I'm going to let you know that, and then it's up to you. Just remember, and this is why I tell people, just remember, I'm here to tell you, you can no longer say that you were never.
And that's the kind of, I got unfriended on Facebook by someone that said, you know, they couldn't accept that I would say AIDS was fake, so they're unfriending me. And I said, yeah, that's fine.
It's the idea of presented present fake, meaning that can speak about what's true and what's real.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
Hey, Frank, before Facebook, were you ever unfriended by anybody?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But did they actually use the term, unfriended you?
No.
This person
may not have said unfriended either. I'll tell you what, I could be misquoting them.
Can I go into a little bit deeper understanding of that whole friend idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about the friend, and this is all biblical. Remember that
Frank loves this talk.
Say again?
Frank loves biblical. When you go biblical, Frank goes gaga. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing about friends. So when you were brought out of captivity, you were given life with Christ. You were no longer called a servant. You were called a friend. And the reason that it's important is because friend in that context forever, never ending. So when they then tell you that I can unfriend you, they're basically, again, trying to break a truth. See? Because a true friend never leaves for any reason.
Frank,
yeah.
I won't leave you.
If ever you should leave me.
Well, and Frank, take a look. I no longer call you servant because a servant does not know what I call you.
Say that again, Dave.
If this is the biblical concept, the idea of I no longer call you a servant, I call you a friend because a servant does not know what the master is doing. I call you a friend. It's the idea of stop acting as if all you can do is get on your knees and you have no power. Because Christ said that you will go to do greater things. So the idea that there are those preaching the gospel, that's great. That's how you get in. But then as you move into this world, into this place, you're going to experience all this death. Because as you discover this world, you find it a corpse. But once you find this corpse, you look at all the different lights around, and you say, I'm seeing that light is dimming. It's dying to the world. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to refresh that filament. Because I know that is of Christ. And if I then friend that, then we see each other for who we are. And that, of course, lightens each other. We help each other. We bring each other up. Because this world does everything it can do every single day to crush spirit.
And you think about this, that example I've just given you that just came through, where this person said they didn't say they were going to unfriend me. They said, I can no longer be your friend on Facebook because of. And that is the social control system.
Yeah. Well, that person
made explicit, isn't it? made explicit.
They'll be put into a jar. Here's
yeah.
the spirit card jar. Here's the company spot jar. It's all cataloged.
Yeah.
Frank, I just added you as my friend on Discord. In case you leave the server, we can still be friends. I wanted to cancel your unfriend on Facebook by friending you on Discord. So now the universe is balanced again.
Well, it's not quite, Ed, because you've already unfriended me at least four times from your site. So you've still got three to make up.
Hey, Frank. Frank, it's always about the moment that we're in right now. Everybody has to ask about dwelling in the past, Frank.
Are you thinking I don't bear grudges, Dave? What are you trying to get at?
It's about all that. Just like with all these people in these rooms that false witness death, I do not hate them. In fact, I want them to be alive. And that is why I do what I do. Because one day, if they are of Christ, they will see that light. They will stop doing it.
You pity them, don't you, Dave J? You pity them. No?
Well, the person, I do pity them because I know that they're men and they don't know why. Because there's no truth in them. But then so they look at that and they say, oh, that guy, I'm just going to put all my... That guy is telling me that I don't like. And then they'll say, well, why don't you like that guy? Well, because he preaches Christ. Well, gee, I knew that was coming. I was told to me that that would happen. Because of his name, I would be... Okay, great. So that's revelation right there. If you're looking for confirmation, scripture. I hate J.J. They don't hate me. Because if they knew me, they would have no reason to hate me.
You seem like a nice guy. If I walked up to you in the street, you seem like a very peaceful-looking person.
Well, and guess what? If we're speaking life and truth to each other and our experiences, you will not hear a dark tone from me. However, once you move into the false witness of death, forget about it. I turn like that quick, like switch.
You're like an alarm clock going off. If you hear death, your alarm bells just start ringing. Otherwise, you're as peaceful as a dove.
Good or ill, Dave, you've affected me on that. So it better be the right thing.
It is the right thing. You better be sure of that. Here's the thing. This world tells you exactly what to do in reverse. This world serves you death all day. Don't.
Oh, yeah.
It should show you right there that that's not the correct way to live.
Dave, don't you think the headlines every day in the newspaper should be someone was born today? Wouldn't that be much better for your day if you saw a birth, a new life?
I mean, if you were taking the time to read the headlines. Like when I'm in the province in the Philippines, we don't do newspapers or news or any of that. No, you can go weeks and weeks without knowing it because you're out fishing, you're living. Your niece down the way did get born. You just went to a party for your other niece. Oh, and your nephew has a birthday coming. Let's plan for that. So it's always planning a party. In the Philippines,
they love the party.
They're planning a party all the time. But these are family parties, not coming back. These are like when you have food laid out. You have everybody coming over and the neighbor and their neighbor. Anybody who heard about it is going to be coming over. People you haven't met yet, of course, then you get to meet them. That's living.
That was my life as well until this bloody thing started.
Yeah. So, like, all you can do now, Frank, is I know that you read the word. Take look up the word friend and just see the connotations of that. See what that actually is. And then also take a look at the idea of that while you see all the wars and rumors of wars and all that type of, but this is not, there's several more things have to happen for the end, right? So although we are in the end times, it's not the end.
Well, it's interesting. I've been watching Walter Veith lately.
Walter Veith, yeah.
And he has a different view about how close to the end time we are, but that's...
I could care less what his opinions don't matter. They're like assholes.
Everyone's got one. Yeah, I like that. That's,
opinions do not matter.
I just clean mine today.
Put opinions in your gematria calculations up.
I think he argues his case well, by the way, Dave. I think you're being a bit harsh on him, but that's okay.
He doesn't have a case. If his case is, never mind, like, I'm not going to get in.
Have you listened to Walter Veith, Dave J?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you listen to Walter Veith?
Do you know that person?
Yes.
No, that's Vernon Coleman. No, that's Vernon Coleman. No, Walter Veit is a South African. I love his accent, by the way.
Seventh Day Adventist.
I've never heard of him then. I've only heard of the old guy in the chair, and he's...
Oh, well, I think you'd like this, Walter Veit. I'll send you a link to his latest thing.
Yeah, you would. I think you might like him. I would never presuppose that Dave J would like him. I would just think maybe he would.
I'll take a look at that. Hey, but Frank, about the headline thing, you take a headline. Notice that in the headline, when they quote in a headline, there'll be single marks around words. Let's say there'll be two or three words in a headline, a marker. You take those marked words, put them in your gematria calculus, it will give you the tone of that story. What's interesting about that is as you read the different entries, you will see that they are a negative connotation or a positive.
Yeah.
You just kind of keep that in your mind. Go back to the story and you read through it, and it's as if you already knew what was going to be written. Once you see that you can do that each and every time, you know that there's a code there. Once you recognize the code, you will not be fooled again, period, by anybody. And guess who's going to lie to you at the very end? Those who are closest to you.
Is that right?
When the closest to you start lying to you, you know you're getting them. You know that. Because you may be going up against people who are right next to you, your brother, your sister, your mother. They might be the one who's trying to keep you in this fallen, and they're going to count, because they're being used by the fallen mind, they're going to count on your love, your manly, earthly love for them, your mind. Meaning, okay, Mom, okay, you know, I won't tell you that. No, like you're giving in to the lie. If you love somebody, you tell them the truth no matter what or how they do. Because in the end, if they are true, they are of Christ, they will come home. Because nobody's left behind. So if you're listening right now and you have the mind of Christ, you're against what I'm saying, at some point you won't be. In the end, you lose the idea and the story of the prodigal. And guess what? The last will be the first. That's what, because I rejoice every single time someone's told me. Every single time I rejoice, I know that they are above me.
Yeah. Yep, praise the Lord.
Absolutely.
I love the story of my brother. I've got one brother that when my mother died, he had a lot of trouble psychiatrically and ended up in all sorts of crazy places and just a very bad time. And then he got baptized in a church, and literally from that moment his whole life has just altered dramatically. You know, the demon was driven out of him, and
Legion. That legion.
How was his salt intake at the time?
He's totally rubbish. He was eating a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the transformation that's taken place.
Frank, you should know salt of the earth, right? you know that scripture, right?
You are the salt of the earth.
Yeah,
Frank is the salt of the earth.
And if the salt loses
its savor,
then what happens? It's worthless.
Yeah.
So then if you are of Christ, you just sit here without any salt, you're worthless.
Yeah.
You're not doing anybody any good.
Yep.
Because guess what? This world is full of darkness. And it's the idea also of the scripture of the harvest is ready. We are in the harvest. Just so you know what the 4, the 11, and also mean.
Oh, well, so Walter Veith said exactly what you said. We are in the harvest.
Yeah, we are in the time of harvest, absolutely. And so then you go through that, but the harvesting is of minds, right? Minds.
He also says that.
Yes, absolutely. I might like this guy.
I think you will.
Okay, good.
Walter Veith has been doing it a long time.
Okay, yeah, it's very hard for me to find somebody I can listen to without being on guard, you know?
Oh, well, you will want to be on guard with him, because, you know, the problem is, the closer they are to the truth, the more deceptive they are. You and I can't know.
Why are you sinning? No, don't tell me what I can't know. Do not do that.
Oh, okay.
Never witness for another man. Never witness for another man. Do not
okay.
do that again.
Fair comment. I told you before.
That's a fair comment, Dave, and I apologize.
Oh, no worries. I'm sure, I get excited only because when I... the truth, I get very full of energy. I'm so full of energy right now, and I'm loving it.
I just, wow. As I said, it's very interesting that when the best liars are the ones that are closest to the truth.
That's what I told you just a few minutes ago. It's going to be those closest to you in real life.
Yeah.
Drag you down. And
it's going to be a fakeologist, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you're not willing to cut them loose, meaning walk away and are not worthy of Christ, what's written? All right?
Yeah, I know, I agree.
Here's another thing about innocence. There is no innocence that's going to be lost. Children, all this other innocence, they're good to go. It's those that know, those that actually have felt the bite of the serpent and know they did wrong. They are the ones who are under judgment unless they are in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, you are past judgment. You're alive. You will never die. You're done. There's nothing that is, let's say, illegal to just unprofitable. There's nothing that you can do that will take you from God. However, if you're in this place, do something stupid, you fall under man's rule. You see how that kind of works? So as long as you don't trespass on somebody, then there should never be an issue. Like, I don't trespass. I go into stores without me, and nobody says anything. They don't even say boo. However, if they did, they say, sir, you know, I you need to wear a mask. Then are you asking? Yes? Okay, then I'd leave. See the difference?
What do you do? What do you do when they tell you that? Same jam,
I haven't had to use that yet, so.
All right. Oh, yeah, I can't wait till they do that to you, because that's coming.
I have it ready to work. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say, because I don't trespass. I'm not there to a burden on anybody, you know?
It's about you as well.
That's really it. Spoiled that.
AJ, Frank says that something big is going to happen today because it's 9/11. Do you agree with that? What are your tones telling you?
No, we talked about that. It's all 4/11, the 4th, if you go back and look at the date. The 11th, I'm looking today for the scriptures that they'll be using during the morning, because all of these moments of silence are nothing more than bringing your mind into mourning, and they're going to give you something to think about while you do that. That's a spell. All right, so I'm interested in what spells are going to be put out today, because the 19th, in 7 more days, is the end of the ding, 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 or, you know, bing, bang, boom, that type of thing. So the 4th, 11th, and 19th. I'm really looking at something like a physical event, like a news event, happening on the 19th, and the spiritual idea or the spell being put out today. So I'll get back to you later tonight once I get home from work, and I'm going to look at what scripture they use. And the scripture is going to tell me the story. And then you project.
Won't it be too late? Won't it already happen by the time you get home?
No.
You get home early?
I don't think
so. Okay.
Did you hear what I said actually when I spoke? Because I think
go ahead.
You're not listening to me. Okay.
No, you might not be coming through clearly, or you might be not sending your message clearly.
Okay.
Dave, I might say it for you, because I've got a good audio.
Go
what
ahead.
Dave is saying is that he expects one of the people that gives speeches to quote some verses of the Bible today.
Oh, I see.
And they will then give those, in those Bible verses, they will give a clue about what's going to happen on the 19th. Of September.
Oh, the 19th. Oh, okay.
Because this is the 19th year of the Masonic cycle. Can I make
sense
now?
Oh, I see. So we got to wait. All right. Not today.
No. Today, every day is giving you a clue. That's why I break it down on the Discord channel. Every single day it's giving you the idea. Like last night was expressing the idea of the Tin Man being presented. The Tin Man is that who's looking for the heart or a heart. So then do you see how you have all the Masonic false religious paintings always holding the sacred heart or pointing to the heart, the idea of the heart? The heart is the Lucifer. Now, that means that they're looking for a man to appear on the scene, a tin man, or the idea of the Antichrist, or the one ring to rule them all right? And you should know something about tin. I'm not sure if you do, Frank, but it maybe in your travels with salt, you might know some properties of tin.
Hold on.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dream, I have a plan.
Thank you.
It is one of the few minerals I've had no dealings with at all.
Okay, well then, yeah, I mean, that's another thing you can take a look at and kind of compare it to what today. But yesterday, it was the idea of putting out the idea of chen, and the word previous to that in the so-called Hebrew, or the new word, and you put it into Hebrew and or Greek, the previous word to that is Barack, the idea of Barack Obama, Barack. So what I'm looking for is a physical manifestation of the idea of black life. So let's say, for example, with the election in the U.S., you have the idea of Barack Obama, him not being able to be president. However, Big Mike, her husband, or his husband, whichever way you want to look at it, would be available to become VP. So then if you took out the Harris character in form or fashion, you would have to replace that. And once you replaced it with the idea of Big Mike, that then brings the idea of two for one. They'll say, oh, now you get two for one. You get Big Mike and you get Barack in the White House, blah, blah, blah. You see how it's kind of the political story is the idea of a refresh of the race. Because this race right now, if you're in the United States, the news is boring. You need to up the game a little.
Your view that Michelle is going to become the VP?
I would suggest that Kamala Harris drops out. I'm only just looking at, you know, I have as much information as anybody else on that's their spells. Not. I see her dropping out for some reason and then being replaced by Big Mike.
What about Trump? You don't think Trump's going to, what do you think is going to happen with Trump?
We're not there yet. So we're still kind of previous to this. So you have Big Mike and you have the Obama character. So then that brings them in. All that does is just bring like an excitement. Does that make any sense? So
it kind of makes sense to me.
So it kind of brings like an excitement back up, and then so it allows them to really sell the election, because most people now know that it doesn't. It's all politics is a hoax. The whole place is a joke and a lie. But what they don't know, or most people can be dragged back in, just with a little bit of bait. Dragged right back, because they're outside, but not really too far away. So they'll get dragged back in. And Ab, your question about the Trump character, what I'm waiting for is and I almost thought to myself, I saw the Biden character running up on stage the other day, kind of like saying, hey, look how fit I am, 77 or whatever, of course, 77 idea. And then I thought to myself, well, now what happens if the Trump character does the same thing, takes the biggest pratfall in history, bumps his head, just like the character, remember I told you about the head wound idea? See how the head wound is being shown in the media lately? Head wound, head wound, head wound, head wound. So the idea of the head wound has to show up, because that character that gets that head wound has to come back to you in 3 days, and everybody's has to marvel. How did this guy survive? How did this happen? He must be bigger than life. So when you see that head wound character, that's your Antichrist. That's going to be the dead giveaway. So you have to look for the head wound. Because like I told you before, it's not the end until all of these prophecies, all of this scripture come to bear. Every dot and tittle has to cross. Everyone.
Wow.
Is that when we head for the hills?
No. Why would you head for the hills? There's no reason. So you're protected. Well, I can't help you. I'm protected. I'm good to go. I don't care where I'm at. Nobody's touching me. I'm alive. You can't kill me.
I'm actually starting to feel protected, Dave, I have to tell you.
Say again?
I've actually started to feel that protection.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing. When you accept it, when you accept that call, because he's calling you, people think that they say, okay, I'm tired now, I'm going to go accept Christ. It doesn't work that way. He's calling you. You accept that call, and you return to God naked, meaning you strip off everything you think you knew, trample on it like a child, and get retaught from the start. And then you are brought into all understanding, because you are given what's called the comfort. The comfort is those wings that are Psalms 91, reflection, 1-9. Psalms 91, go ahead and read it. It's the idea of being wrapped up and held against all this evil. However, you'll pass through it.
Not 191.
Psalms 91. So, I'm here at work. All right?
All right. Good talking to you, Dave J.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, these toilets aren't going to unclog themselves.
No. Start plunging, buddy.
I dropped it out. I have to pull one. I have to reconnect. I'm going from PVC to cast iron. So I actually have to take a grinder to the cast iron because I know it's not left. It's going to be a little bit of a job. No worries.
Well,
all right.
Well, if anyone can do it, you can.
Oh, yeah, no worries, man.
Unplug
this. Y'all. Cheers.
All right.
Rest.
Cheers.
Enjoy. Live.
Cheers.
Life.
Bless.
Good.
I'm living.
Call ended.
Call ended.
Jim
Frank.
There with the face mask, listeners. Dear listeners, I hope you all listen to that. Hear Dave J say that the face mask is killing you just psychologically.
Oh yeah. Well, it's a psychological tool. There is nothing more. Nothing more to the mask than a psychological psychological torture device.
I never really thought about it so succinctly as that before. I thought that was really well put.
That was well done. We get a couple nuggets from Dave J. if we listen long enough.
Nugget
as
and
we
a
do
half.
From everybody.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think it's been a reasonable call. You see, that was worthwhile.
Yeah, I think we did well. Did we talk about 9/11 at all?
Yeah, we did. We've actually. I thought the 9/11 gem was again Dave J. saying.
Yeah.
What you're going to get some announcements today. That are
yeah.
going to have biblical verses in them, and those verses are going to point you to what's happening on the 19th. So, you know, there's some real gold that's come out of this call. 9/11 related gold.
As always. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. All right, well, I've got to go to for a few minutes.
Just talking about the Metonic Cycle I hope he's listening. That was Alto that alerted us to that. I'm watching mindless television to assuage my savage breast. So I'll bid you all good night.
Bye, Frank.
That's all, folks.